kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa patuloy na pagtaas ng mga kaso ng Omicron variant ng COVID-19 sa Australia, lalo namang nahirapan ang health system sa bansa dahil sa magkahalong pagod mga frontline workers at kakulangan sa mga staff sa ospital. Naranasan ng Ambulance Victoria ang pangalawang Code Red Alert nitong linggo at isinara ng South Australia ang mga testing site nito dahil sa tindi ng init ng panahon. Isa si Georgia Darcy sa maraming mga healthcare workers sa buong Australia na tinawagan na bumalik sa trabaho habang ito ay nakabakasyon dahil sa kulang na kulang sa staff sa ospital. Anya, sa SBS News, matapos ng sobrang nakakapagod na holiday period bilang isang ICU nurse sa Royal Adelaide Hospital, pinakihihintay niya ang kanyang pagbabakasyon.
So I initially had 4 weeks booked. And I was super excited about that, just to have a break. I haven't had annual leave since middle of last year. And then on day 3 of my annual leave, I got a call up at about 8:30 in the morning and they said, oh, do you mind coming back? Is today too early? So I sort of bargained and I've got myself a week, but then, yeah, I'll be heading back Friday just to help out.
Kinakabahan si Georgia sa pakikihalubilo sa labas ng trabaho dahil sa takot ng mas malawak na epekto nito sa nahihirapan na health system.
The fact that we would have to isolate and take time off work, and then that puts more staff out and then more staffing shortages, so we have to take in more people from their annual leave or more people from other areas who haven't been trained in ICU, which is pretty scary to think of, because if this just keeps happening, who are we going to use?
Isa lamang si Georgia Darcy sa mga frontline workers sa buong bansa na nakakaranas ng burnout o labis na pagkapagod sa pagtatrabaho mula sa mabilis na pagdami ng mga COVID cases. Sumulat ang kalihim ng Australian Council of Trade Unions na si Sally McManus kay Prime Minister Scott Morrison, hinihiling na magkaroon ng emergency meeting kasama ng mga kinatawa ng mga essential workers. Anya, kailangang agarang umaksyon ang mga gobyerno.
Healthcare workers, whether they be AMBOs or whether they be in the emergency departments or in the hospitals, are absolutely exhausted. It's mayhem for them and extremely stressful. And it's very, very anxious time for people who are sick. And I've never seen so many sick people, you know, knowing whether or not they need to go to hospital or not. So, I mean, really just need to know that the Prime Minister actually understands the depth of this crisis and the burden that is being placed on us, on frontline workers.
Ramdam ng maraming estado ang hirap ng sitwasyon. Naranasan ng Ambulance Victoria ang ikalawang Code Red Alert nitong linggo kahapon ng maaga. Ani Olga Bartasek mula Victorian Ambulance Union, sa nakalipas na dekada, 5 or 6 na beses lamang nagkaroon ng Code Red sa estado.
At one stage, there were 134 cases pending or waiting for an ambulance to get to them. And 21 of those cases were the lights and sirens type jobs.
Labis ang pagod ng mga paramedics na gaya ni Morgan McCarthy Harding.
I think defeated is probably a good way to put it. Morale's really low and everyone's just struggling, to be honest.
Ani Premier Daniel Andrews, 50% ng kasalukuyang mga kaso sa Victoria ay may mga edad 18 hanggang 39 years old na sumasakop sa malaking bahagi ng health workforce ng estado.
Yesterday there were 3,992 hospital staff that were not available to work because they were either COVID-19 cases or close contacts of cases. There were a further 422 Ambulance Victoria staff who were unavailable to work as well. So that's at least 4,500. They are self-reporting numbers. I expect that number is in fact higher, and that does put great pressure on our system.
Inihayag ni Andrews ang 4 na milyong dolyar na grant program para ipadala ang mga pharmacists at mga GP sa mga paaralan after hours para makapagbakuna ng COVID-19 vaccines, at inihayag ito habang pwede nang maturukan ng COVID-19 vaccine sa mga bata na edad 5 hanggang 11 mula noong Lunes, January 10. Pero sa unang araw ng pagbabakuna sa nabanggit na grupo ng mga bata, maraming magulang at medical professionals sa buong bansa ang dismayado dahil sa kakulangan ng supply sa bakuna. Giit naman ni Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd na dapat na sapat ang mga supply.
So at the moment we have 6,000 sites where people can get the vaccine for the 5 to 11 year olds. That will increase to 8,000 sites over the coming days. So more and more general practices, pharmacies, state and territory run clinics are coming online offering the 5 to 11 year old vaccine. And as I say, we have the supplies available to ensure that all those children receive a first dose by the end of January.
Dagdag niya na sa pagsisimula ng vaccine rollout sa mga bata, inaasahan na mababawasan ang mga COVID-19 outbreaks sa mga paaralan itong taong 2022. Mahigit 35,000 na mga bata ang nabakunahan sa unang araw ng rollout. Ganun pa man ani Dr. Michael Bonning mula sa Australian Medical Association sa New South Wales, mabagal ang pagdating ng mga bakuna. Samantala sa South Australia, ilang COVID-19 testing sites ang napilitang isara dahil sa tindi ng init ng panahon sa estado. Ani Premier Stephen Marshall, makakatanggap ng text message ang mga tao na mayroon ng COVID-19 test booking para sa mga dagdag na abiso.
Of course, we have very hot weather in South Australia today, so we put in place the testing arrangements that we had last week and the week before when we had very hot days, so that the stations that were outdoors and drive-through were not going to be open between 11 o'clock and 6 p.m. But of course we've extended those hours for those sites to work further into the night so that we can get all those PCR test results that we need.
Para sa mga kasalukuyang hakbang pangkalusugan at suporta bilang tugon sa COVID-19 pandemic, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Yan ang ulat na binuo ni Brooke Young para sa SBS News. Ako si Ana Lim Violata para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.